It's a Rock Fabric Saturday night, The Rock Station, 97.7. Bob Cupp with you. Very appreciative that you've joined us here tonight. Streaming at 977rocks.com as well, where the show is archived for future playback. We are being visited tonight by legendary vocalist Jack Russell of Jack Russell's Great White. Now, there are two versions of Great White going around, the original band without Jack Russell and Jack's version of the band that actually features a guy who toured with Great White for a few years, Tony Montana. He was playing bass in Great White, now is playing guitar on Jack Russell's version. Dan McNay, who did some touring with Montrose in years past, he is playing bass. Robbie Lochner, who was part of Rob Halford's band Fight, plays some guitar. And also Dickie Filzar, who has done some touring on drums with Bruce Dickinson. Tell us a little bit about the latest album that you put out earlier this year. I mentioned Sign of the Times. Really thought it was a cool album. Give us a little background on how that came together.
As soon as I started Jack Russell's Great White, when I left my my other band that I started, I decided that I wanted to do an album as soon as I could, but I wanted to have the right band. And I didn't ever feel that it was right to record until I got this bass player, Dan McNay. You know, then I really felt like, okay, now I have a band here, not just a group of guys that are just playing, mm-hmm. Even though that's what it is, it feels like a band. So I said, let's make a record. They'll say, yeah, let's do it. So, Robbie and I got to work on writing, and Tony, and we put out what I think, to me, it encapsulates so much of who I am. It is the most transparent I've ever been in my entire life. And I think that's important because I want people to know who I am at the innermost level of my being. So it's an opportunity for me to talk about my life and the things I've been through recently and where I'm going. I went down to the doctor's, had a foot x-ray, But, I'm more esoteric, But, it's a really, really good record. There's something for everybody. It is the most eclectic record that we've done ever. And I'm just really, really excited about it. And Sign of the Times is just a taste. If you like that song, that doesn't mean you're not going to like every other one of them, because they're all different.
Certainly found that. I thought it was a very diverse record and very well done. And, man, when we look back on the history of you and the band and your vocals, not a lot of guys have been able to keep their vocals in shape like you have. I mean, you're still sounding like you're a young guy.
I appreciate that. I feel like that, but I can't take credit for it. I have to say, honestly, I have a really good teacher. Who I've been seeing I don't see him anymore. He wanted me to start teaching. But I'm doing with Ron Anderson, and he is by far, the best vocal teacher, probably in America, at least, if not the world. And, he taught me how to take care of my voice. I start warming up like 6 hours before show, not full 6 hours. I guess I just one continuous warm up, in different increments. And at different volumes and levels, and by the time I got on stage, my voice is nice and warmed up. It's thinned out, the problem is you got these guys that just go out and sing cold. They I don't warm up. I just scream a couple of things and I walk out. Well, that's only gonna last for so long. And then when your cords start to thicken as you get older, you go through three thickenings of your vocal cords. And if you don't know how to work through those, you're going to lose your range. And most people don't. And that's what usually happens is people can't sing, they're having to, do an octave lower. That'd be like me going, ma, once been twice shot, Not quite what people want to hear. That didn't sound like the record, thank you for saying that. And thank you for noticing it. There's wide opinions on that, too. People listen to the album go, oh, it's just so terrible, he's lost his voice. I'm singing better than I've ever sang. What are you listening to? So it's kind of funny. I think it's all subjective,